We are holding on Pei Zayin Omer Aleph, sixth line. We left off on the question of what day of the month was Matan Torah. We had Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, where the Chachamim said it was on the 6th of Sivan, and Rabbi Yossi said it was on the 7th. And we went through the timeline over there. Basically, what we said, it boiled down to the question, when did Moshe tell the husbands and wives that they have to separate from each other? Was it on the 4th of Sivan, and then they just need the 4th and 5th, they need to be separated, the night before the 6th, the night going into the 6th? As we said before, they went to the mikveh in case there's pleita, in case the women are pro the trichlas zera, and then Shabbos morning, they receive the Torah. Or is it that on the 4th of Sivan, so either way, the 4th of Sivan, he told them, was that a Wednesday? So was that a Thursday, according to Chachamim? And then you have Thursday, Friday, and then already Shabbos, they're Tahor to receive the Torah. Or is it he told them on Wednesday was the 4th of Sivan, and they needed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Friday night they Tovel, and Shabbos morning they're able to receive the Torah?
This is after Moshe Rabbeinu asked for another day, or that was...
That's what we're discussing. Okay, so the Moshe's mate, you have a contradiction. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtem hayom u'mocho. The Hashem says to Moshe, make them holy today and tomorrow. Kasha l'Rav Yossi. So what is Rav Yossi? That's the plan. Make them today. Morning.
Where are we holding?
Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, sixth line.
Pei Zayin Amud Aleph?
So I was just recapping that with the Gemara's in the middle of discussing what day of the month was Matan Torah. The Chachamim say the 6th, Rabbi Yossi says the 7th. The question is basically how long the Prisha lasted. This that they had to separate from their wives, was it 2 days or 3? So the Gemara says Macy. The Kidashtem Hayom Mocha. The Pasuk clearly says, Hashem tells Moshe, make them holy today and tomorrow. Kasha l'Rabbi Yossi. So isn't that a contradiction to Rabbi Yossi that they actually had 3 days of preparation? The answer is Amalach Rav Yossi, Yom Echad Hosef Moshe Midaito, the famous thing that Moshe added 1 day on his own, which the Gemara is going to explain in a minute where Moshe got the idea to do that. But there is a very interesting idea we touched on yesterday that Magen Avraham brings from the Sefer Asara Ma'amaros, that in that case it comes out that, according to Rav Yossi, then it comes out, as we're saying in the Gemara over here, the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. We doch have Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, and the 7th is the second day of Yom Tov. From here, we have a basis for the concept that the Chachamim make a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, that they tell us to treat the second day of Yom Tov, because this is in effect the same thing that Moshe did. He decided on his own that Matan Torah should be 1 day later, and as the Gemara is going to say, Hashem agreed with him, and according to Rav Yossi, in fact, Matan Torah was in fact 1 day later. So fine. You have Hashem's instructions to him, and then you have what he himself did. The Pnei Yeshua also points out a very interesting thing in this connection. We learned before that we learned on Pei Vav on the day that everybody agreed that the Torah was given on Shabbos. We said we're going to actually revisit that later in the Gemara, but at this point in the discussion, both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim agreed that the Torah was actually given on Shabbos. So the question is, if in that case, it comes out the Torah was actually given on Shabbos, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it means it should have been given on Friday. Now, we said how did we learn that it was given on Shabbos? Because it says, Zohar es yom ha-Shabbos ha-Kadshoi, and it says, Zohar es yom ha-Zeh. And so we learned that just like over there, Moshe told them on the day it happened, so over here also. So what would have been if the Torah had been given on Friday, like the original schedule was? So the Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting idea. In that case, Hashem's original plan was to give the mitzvah in the form that we have in Parshas Rosh Hanan, Shomer es yom ha-Shabbos ha-Kadshoi, and that it doesn't necessarily mean that day. But because Moshe hosted Yom Echad Midaito, therefore Hashem, so to speak, changed it and made it from Shomer to Zohar. He says this is what it means. When we say Zohar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad, Shomer v'Zohar v'Dibur Echad, that's what it means. And Hashem originally intended to say Shomer, and in the end he said Zohar and Shomer together in order to honor what Moshe had said, that Matan Torah is going to be on Shabbos. D'tanya, as in fact we learn in the Brisa, Yimol Borim Osa Moshe Midaito. Mr. Pantos, you mind putting yourself on mute? Actually, there's a bit of background noise by you.
Sure.
Thank you. Titania, Gimel Dvarim Osa Moshe Midaito. There are three things that Moshe did of his own volition. He himself decided they're the right things to do. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo, and each time Hashem agreed with him that these are the right things to do. No, they are Hoskif Yem Echa Midaito. He added one extra day on his own before Matan Torah, or Pirush Mina Isha, and he separated from his wife, the Shavar of Luchos, and he broke the Luchos, and each one of them, as we're going to see what Moshe was thinking. We're going to go through now what he was thinking with each one of them, why he decided to do each one of those things, and where we see in each case that Hashem agreed with him. So number one, Hoysif Yem Echa Medayke, my Dorish, what did he darshin in order to say that? He said, the Pasuk Hashem told him, Hayom U'machor, today and tomorrow. Now, after all, it didn't have to say it like that. The Pasuk could have easily said, for example, the Kiddashtam Yemayim, or something like that. The Torah could have said, make them holy for 2 days. So therefore, he darshin, Hayom Kimachor, that Hashem is implying at least the possibility that today should be like tomorrow. Now, let's say, for example, we're talking over here according to Rabbi Yossi. So Hashem gave him the mitzvah of Prisha on Wednesday, Dalad Sivan. So now, let's say, in other words, so what happened? So the original plan then was supposed to be Wednesday and Thursday they have Prisha, and Friday morning they receive the Torah. So now, though, what Moshe Darshan was, Hayoim, today has to be like Mocher. Now, what is it Mocher? Thursday, we have, it's a complete day because it begins already Wednesday night. Because Wednesday night, they're already separated from their wives. And you have the entire, what's considered the fifth day in Halacha, from Wednesday night and from Wednesday night Shkia until Thursday night Shkia, or Wednesday night Tzeitzit Kechavim until Thursday night Tzeitzit Kechavim, whatever, is complete. So the same way, today, the first day of Prisha also has to be like that. Now, it's not yet, because Hashem gave me this mitzvah first thing Wednesday morning. As we said yesterday, Hashem never spoke with Moshe at night. So already the day is gone. I mean, the night already is gone. It's only a half a day. So in effect, we can't count today. Today's night, the night before has already passed, and there was not yet Prisha, and Jewish people already had relations. Therefore, he says it has to be. Hashem is implying that the Hayyim U'machar actually has to begin. So it begins now, because Hashem has given me the mitzvah. But in terms of counting the actual Hayyim U'machar, it's actually going to begin tonight, Wednesday night, and then you'll have Wednesday night and Thursday, and Thursday night and Friday. And Friday night already, is the end of that. And then, okay, since the Torah is not going to be given at night, then it'll be given Shabbos morning. But that's why he added the extra day. Now, as Tosfos points out, it's not a true drasha, because the fact is that we can't say it's Hosef Midaito. The whole point is that he came up with the idea on his own. But you have Rishonim talk about that, for example, that among other things, Hashem, in fact, formulated it in that way in order to give Moshe room to come up with that interpretation. It's somewhat similar to what we talked about before, what the Ritva says, what it means when it says there's an asmachta in a pasuk. It doesn't just mean the Chachamim found a pasuk that's a cute remez or something. It means that Hashem empowered the Chachamim to make this particular Zera that they're going to make at some later point in history, and Hashem left in the pasuk a hint that they can use as a basis for doing that. So similarly over here, there'd be the explanation that Hashem deliberately, to begin with, set it in this sort of ambiguous way in order to allow room for Moshe to come up with that interpretation, which he did. Where do we see that Hashem ended up agreeing with him? Very simple. The fact is, when did the Shekhinah rest? When was the Torah given? On Shabbos morning. If Hashem hadn't agreed, the Torah would have been given on Friday morning. So the fact is, yes. One interesting explanation why Taka, what was going on over here is, we said yesterday, we had in the whole sugya that we were discussing yesterday of we learned from this about how long after having relations there can be plaitas shechvas zera and the woman can be tamei. So we discussed the different opinions: 2 days, 3 days, 5 onus, 6 onus, 3 onus, whatever. So one possibility is, we said that In theory, they could already be toveling on. They could already be toveling on Friday, and they would already so they could be toveling on Friday, which anyway they needed to tovel on Friday, because one of the things that took place the day before Matan Torah, it says in Parshas Mishpatim, is Moshe brought a korban on behalf of the Jewish people. That means they would be considered a gerim. a ger doesn't bring a korban until we learn from what happened at Matan Torah, how a person becomes a ger. A ger doesn't bring a korban, can't be sprinkled on him until he's tovel, the Gemara talks about elsewhere. So obviously, if he's sprinkling the blood on their behalf or on them, depending on which mefoshim you follow, it means they had to have already tovel. So they had to have toveled on Friday, but the problem was that you still might have plate of shechmas zera afterwards. And according to some of the opinions that we said, if that happened, so actually according to all the opinions we said, if that happened later in the day on Friday, they'd be coming again and they'd have to tovel again Friday night or later in the day on Friday. Now, Hashem knew in advance, Hashem who knows everything, knew that there's not going to be any of that. Therefore, he didn't need to give an extra day. They can tovel on Friday and there won't be any more plates of shechmas zera that day. But Moshe, being a human being, can't know that. So therefore, he was hoist if you're not in case there is. And Hashem agreed with him and delayed Matan Torah by one day.
Originally, Hashem was going to give it on Friday morning.
That's what we're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So according to
Rav Yossi, what we're saying is Friday morning was just the third day of Hagbalah. Hashem, Moshe told them the mitzvah of Prisha on Wednesday, according to Rav Yossi. According to everybody, actually, but according to Rav Yossi, it was the fourth of the month. According to Rav Yossi, it was Wednesday. According to Chum, it was Thursday, but whatever. So on Wednesday, he told them mitzvah Prisha. So now they have Wednesday. But Wednesday, Moshe was calculating, doesn't really count because it doesn't have the preceding night with it. So Thursday, Friday, and the Shabbos morning, Hashem gave the Torah.
And there's no question that we're going to speak about Hashem has to give it Friday.
Right.
But to give it on Shabbos, where Shabbos is supposed to be for those, the procedure those Shabbos is,
so we talked about yesterday the idea why we talked about various explanations why Taka and the event Torah was given on Shabbos. Remember, according to the Chachamim, that was the original schedule. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Hosef Moshe Yemech Midaitos. But why Taka? So we said, first of all, because it teaches you that you shouldn't think just like you stop work on weekdays on Shabbos, so you should stop learning Torah on Shabbos. There's the idea that Shabbos is related to Menucha because it made the world, as the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Pei Ches, it made the world calm down and realize that it has its essential purpose now. Shabbos accomplishes the same thing. Shabbos and Torah are both Yisurus and Delayla. So yeah. Okay. So that's that. Next one of Peter Shmini, we said that Moshe separated from his wife. My Dorish, what did he garish him to say that he should do that? Not a Kavachorma ba'asmai. He made a Kavachorma himself. Omar, he says, "My Yisrael should give a shchina iman el shachas." Mad of the Jewish people, where Hashem spoke with them only for this short time, only at Matan Torah, and yet the kavalahem man and the Torah and Hashem had pre-arranged a time when he's going to do it, so they know in advance when it's going to happen. And still, Omar Torah, still the Torah says they should be prepared for 3 days beforehand. So I'll teach you. Don't come close to your wives. So he says to himself, "Ani shakol shav v'shar shchinu menaberesini." Me, Hashem talks to me all the time. The ena kevei alizman, and Hashem does not prearrange a time for me, because any time Hashem can speak with Moshe. Ena din alachas kam v'kama. How much more so that I need to separate from my wife? In fact, Tosfos brings from a medrash that already Moshe had done that as far back as when Hashem first spoke to him at the Sinai. Already then, he realized that he's going to be a Navi at any time, and Hashem could be speaking to him at any time, and already then, yeah. How do we know then that Hashem agreed with him? Because you have by Matan Torah, when Moshe is telling over in Parshas Vaskanan what happened by Matan Torah, he says, Moshe repeats over what had happened at the time. Hashem tells me, go tell them, return to your tent, which also means that you're allowed to have relations again. The Gemara, in fact, talks about in Deisa and in other places that from here we learn that when you have Dover Sheba Minyan, Sarach Minyan Asher La'atira, if you have something that was assered by, for example, a voter based in, then even when the reason for the issue goes away, you still need an explicit heter to start doing it again. So even since Hashem had told them before Matan Torah that they have to separate from their wives, if Hashem had not told them an explicit permission to go back, then they would have been also afterwards as well. Hashem tells them, Shuvu lachem ba'aleichem, which is permission to go back to their wives. Uchdir basre, and the next pasuk means, Va'asa poya modi modi. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, stand here with me, implying you are an exception to the rule. You continue staying separated from your wife. And in fact, again, Tosfos points out it's not an actual limud. First of all, you have anyway, this that he's making the kavachomer. First of all, Tosfos says, just the opposite. You could say, when there's a schedule, then fine, they have to stay away. What are you going to say? There's no schedule, therefore we should stay away always. What's the logic? What happened to period of Rivia? Okay, but the fact of the matter is that they also have a suffix, whether there's going to be place at Shechvat Zera, and still maybe they should be only needing to separate for one day, and still because of place, which is only a possibility, they have to separate for 3 days. And then how much more so that I have a chash of Kevin? But also, anyway, Tosfos says it's not that Hashem explicitly commanded Moshe, because if that were the case, Miriam and Aaron never would have had a problem with it. The fact that they had a problem with it implies that it was Moshe's own idea, and therefore they're saying, okay, that's fine. Hashem agreed to it by saying, fine, but Derech Shadim Reitzelay, look, my lichin Reitzelay. You shouldn't have taken the initiative, and then Hashem would have never told you to do that. Okay. The third one, Shavar HaLochas Mai Dorish. We said that Moshe broke the Lochas. Where is he getting that from? What did he darshan in order to say that he should break the Lochas when he saw the people worshiping the eagle? Omar, he said, Uma Pesach Shu Echa Mitzayag Mitzvah, Madach Tekorim Pesach, which is one of the Tayyag, which is only one of 613 Mitzvahs, Omra Torah B'chol Ben Necho Lo Yechavoy, and the Torah says, a Ben Necho is not allowed to eat from it, which Ben Necho, Rashi brings, from Gemara's elsewhere, means a mumer, shenisnaku meister v'ovib shvashmayim, means a person who has abandoned Yiddishkeit and then become a stranger to Hashem, so to speak, by worshipping Avodah Zarah. So such a person is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So HaTorah Kulakam, so here we have the entire Torah encapsulated in these lochos, the Yisrael Mumrim, and Jewish people unfortunately are Mumrim because they're worshipping the eagle, Allah HaKamah, how much more so that we have to break the lochos. So again, Tosfos said it's not a true kavachomer because okay, there's a difference between a korban. There's a difference between a korban and giving them the Torah, and Abba the korban will help them do tshuva. But nevertheless, it was a kavachomer. Umenolon dehiskim akodesh v'chol yaday. So where do we see that Hashem ended up agreeing with him? Shenema asher shibarta, because later on the pasuk says Hashem mentions to Moshe the luchas that you broke, and why the word asher, and why also does Hashem not speak to Moshe angrily about it, and so forth. It means the asher va'amar shlokish yishar kolchachas shibarta. The word asher over there we darshin as yishar, may your strength be increased because you broke the luchas. So we see that Hashem agreed with him. You have the very very famous thing where the Rebbe talks about in Sichas. In fact, you have the last words in the Torah, La'enei Kol Yisrael, and Rashi mentions over there that he broke the Lochos, and Hashem told him, Yishakosha Shishibarta. So why is that the appropriate thing to end the Torah with? Like, that's Moshe's greatest accomplishment. So there's a famous thing where the Rebbe explained that we know from the Zohar that we have the Torah and Hashem and the Jewish people are all connected with each other. So like this, in other words, the Medrash says, among other things, why did Moshe break the Lochos? Besides the reason the Gemara is saying over here, because they were Mumrim, you also have the idea, Rashi brings it on the Pesukim over there, that Moshe, so to speak, ripped up the Ksuba in order to save the Jewish people. This way they're not like a married woman who was Mazana, just like an Arusso, whatever. So in other words, Moshe, so to speak, sacrificed the Torah in order to save the Jewish people, in order to save the connection between Hashem and the Jewish people, and was willing to sacrifice the third part of that triangle. Hashem told him, Yishakoyacha, Yashakoyach for that, and that's your greatest accomplishment that deserves to be recorded at the end of the Torah, that you did that in order to save the Jewish people.
Because what else is that? If not, he would have let out his anger on the people, instead it would have just done his own.
That's more when it comes to the Churban, actually. That's more when it comes to the Churban, not so much when it comes to the breaking of the Lochos. No, the breaking of the Lochos, we're saying Moshe did of his own volition, but Hashem agreed with him that it was the right thing to do. Okay, so anyway, so the point is, so getting back to the main point that we were at, which is we see that therefore, so according to this Braita, which follows Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu added one extra day before Matan Torah, and Hashem agreed with him. Good, so according to Rabbi Yossi, as we said before, Rava had explained, the essential machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is what day was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and what days of the week were all the following days of Sivan that year. According to the Yossi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, like it was this year. According to the Chachamim, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday, which, by the way, is a clear that can't happen nowadays. So it comes out, according to the Chachamim, so everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, that followed the original schedule. on Dalad Sivan, which was Thursday, he told them Mitzvah Prisha. They have whatever was left of Thursday, most of Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day, Friday night. Then they have the Torah on Shabbos morning. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi,
that's 2 days.
Fine, he said according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's enough.
According to the
Chum, Moshe did not add a day, right? Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, Dalad Sivan was on Wednesday. He told them Mitzvah Prisha then, and then on his own he added it shouldn't just be Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then Friday morning the Torah will be given, but rather Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos morning the Torah will be given.
24 hours.
An Ono is 12 hours. An Ono is actually a day or night period. It depends. I mean, Sivan time, the night doesn't be shorter than the days. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says, Toshma, let's try to bring another proof. Of the Pasuk says, V'hoyu nechonim l'yem ha-shlishi, that Hashem tells Moshe that people should be ready for the third day. Kasha l'rav Yehi. The answer is, no problem. We said already, Rav Yehi says that Hashem, that Moshe added one day, and therefore, yes, Hashem tells him, V'hoyu nechonim l'yem ha-shlishi, but in the event, the Pasuk actually says, the Pasuk says, the original instruction, but Hashem also says, Vayhi b'yom ha-shlishi b'yos ha-boker, and Rashi explains, so therefore Rabbi Yossi would say, what does it mean b'yom ha-shlishi? It means the third day of the complete day. Again, not counting Wednesday, because it wasn't a complete day, because the night before it was not yet Mitzvah Prisha, but Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and on that third day, on Shabbos, there you go, the Torah was given. So therefore, so there's the original instruction to Moshe, no contradiction to that, because Moshe Taka added one day.
Was there yesterday that it was given a certain time on Shabbos?
No, we didn't say what time on Shabbos. Okay. I mean, the Pasuk says it, by Hebi Yosef Boter, when it came morning, so like right away, Alois HaShachar or Nefechama or something. Okay. Yeah, so again, according to the Chachamim, we would say, V'hoyu nechonim l'yom ha-shlishi, and v'hi b'yom ha-shlishi, mean the exact thing. It means Hashem is telling them on Thursday they should be ready for the third day from now, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and sure enough, the third day the Torah was given. According to Rav Yehi, they mean two different things. Hashem tells them, V'hoyu nechonim l'yom ha-shlishi, they should be ready for Friday morning, because that's when the Torah is going to be given. And in the end, Hoysef Moshe, Yom Echad Midaytoy, and therefore it comes out, v'hi b'yom ha-shlishi, it was on the third day according to Moshe's counting, meaning of the complete day, beginning from Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Shabbos, and that's the third day. Okay, Toshma, Abraita says, Shlishi, the third day, and we're going to see soon what this third day means, Shlishi b'chodesh or Shlishi b'shabbos. It was the third day of the month, and it was the third day of the week. So now Kasha l'Rabbanan. So now that's a Kasha on the Rabbanan. Because according to the timeline that Rava explained before, it comes out, according to the Chachamim, that the third of the month was actually on Wednesday. Because if they're saying Vav Sivan was Shabbos, it means that the third of Sivan, 3 days earlier, was Wednesday. So what are they doing with this Braita? The answer is, Amri l'Rabbanan, Amani Rav Yossi. They would say very simple, this Braita is according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, Taka says that Tuesday was the third of Sivan. So we say Shlishi l'mai. Now the Braita had said it was the third day, and it was the third of Sivan and the third of Shabbos. The third day of what? Because it can't mean the third day of the week. We're saying that already. It can't mean the third day of the month. We're saying that already. But what are we counting? What are we saying? It's the third day of what? The answer is L'chavitanya. It's like this. We learn in the Braisa. Now you have like this. The Pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Omer Hashem. The Pasuk says that Hashem, Hashem told Moshe, it says Moshe returned the words of the people to Hashem. Moshe told them the mitzvahs. Moshe told them that I'm going to be giving you that you're going to be receiving the Torah from Hashem. And they said, Kol Hashem Divrei Hashem Naaseh. And then the pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe as Divrei Omer Hashem. Moshe returned and brought back their words to Hashem, that they're willing to accept the Torah. Then the pasuk says, "Vayagid Moshe as Divrei Omer Hashem." Then the next pasuk that says Moshe informed Vayagid, he told over the words of the people to Hashem. So what is there? What Ma Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe? Uma Omer Lahem Moshe LeYisrael? Uma Omer Yisrael LeMoshe? Uma Hashem Moshe LeBnei Agbura? What is going on over here? What do you have in between? What do you have in between that Moshe has to report back to Hashem? What's going on? All you have in the psukim in between, you have like this. After So you have like this. It says Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Omer Hashem. The next here we have it in here. The next the next half of pasuk is Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hine Anochi Bo Lecha Ba'avonim, that Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to be coming to you in a thick cloud in order that the people should hear, and so forth. So what is there for Moshe to report back to Hashem? Hashem told him a message to give to the Jewish people. What does he have to report back? What the Jewish people didn't say anything in those psukim. So what's going on over here? Zoom mitzvah takbola divir Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, this means at that point, in between those two half psukim, is when Moshe told them the mitzvah of Hagbalah, the mitzvah that they have to stay off Har Sinai until after Matan Torah. So even though that is written later on in the pasuk, only afterwards does he tell them, the Balta, the Am Savit Lamer, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Ein Mokim Mu'ochim HaTorah. And therefore, so at that point is when Moshe told that, and they accepted, okay, we won't go up onto Har Sinai. And so Moshe reported back to Hashem that this is what they agreed to. That's the point of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says no. V'tchila pirush oinsha. It means like this. To begin with, Moshe started by explaining to the Jewish people the punishments involved if we don't keep the Torah. We have to realize, in other words, Moshe is telling us, it's not just Hashem is giving us a bunch of very nice mitzvahs in order to make us holy people and whatever, and if you keep them, then good, you get reward, and if not, okay, big deal, you know, you're no worse off than you were before. No, you should realize that there are punishments involved. So first he started with that. Dichtiv by Yoshev Moshe, and we know that because it starts first by saying by Yoshev Moshe, that Moshe returned, but that means by Yoshev means Dvarim Shemeshabavin Daita Shaladim. It means that he told them words that make a person's heart ready to rebel. Rashi explains the word Meshabavin is like the word Shovav. In modern Hebrew, they use the word shovav, shovav, whatever, to mean like naughty or something, but in Tanakh, that word is used more like in the sense of disobedience. For example, you have a pasuk in Af Torah of Yom Kippur. So it means, in other words, that first he told them the kind of things that are likely to make a person disobedient and rebellious. Why should we bother receiving the Torah if there are such harsh punishments involved in not keeping it? And nevertheless, they kept it. Nevertheless, they agreed to it. So that's by Yoshev. All of a sudden, Pirush Matan Torah. Then afterwards, Moshe explained to them the reward that's involved in keeping the Torah. Dichtiv by Yaged Moshe, because the pasuk continues that Moshe by Yaged, and that means Dvarim Shem Moshe Liba Shaladim Ka'agada, means that he told them things that will draw their hearts close, like Agada does. So that's what it means. In other words, it's not that in between the Vayoshev and the Vayaged, there's something else that they said that Moshe has to report back to Hashem. Both Vayoshev and Vayaged are talking about different stages in what Moshe is teaching the Jewish people. First harshly, first telling them the punishment, and then telling them the rewards of the sin. The Ikadami. Another version is the other way around. The Tchila Kiddush Matan Tzchara, that it started with the other way around. First, Moshe explained to them about the rewards involved in keeping the Torah, dictated by Yoshev Moshe, because according to this opinion, when it says first by Yoshev Moshe, means Dvarim Shemeshivin Daita Shaladam, means that he told them things that restore a person's mind, that make them feel good. All of a sudden, Pirush Oinsha, then afterwards he explained the punishment dictated by Yaged Moshe, and here we say the other way around, Dvarim Shekoshen L'Adam to Gideon. That it means he told them things that are as harsh as Gideon, which in English is called wormwood, which is a very bitter herb. So the point is, in other words, the point is, therefore, so when we say in this braisa, shlishi b'chodesh, or shlishi b'shabbos, what's the first shlishi? It means it's the third day of Moshe explaining to them, what is this Torah that you're about to receive? What are the rewards and punishments, or punishments and rewards, involved in it? He was spending those 3 days explaining these concepts to them.
Over and over.
Right, so in other words, it was the third day since he began explaining to them this Torah that you're going to receive in a few days. Be aware of what's in it. Be aware of what rewards and what punishments and whatever there are in it.
Was all teaching the actual Torah, or was written the Torah?
No. So at that point, actually, all they had written was Bereshit and the beginning of Shmos. But actually, on the fifth day, the day before Matan Torah, according to the Chachamim, and 2 days before, according to Rabbi Yosi, is Moshe assembled all the people together and read them. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, he read them Sefer HaBris. And the Sefer HaBris, Rashi explains over there, is this. He read them the entire Chumash Bereshit and the beginning of Chumash Shmos, plus the mitzvahs that they had already received in Mara, and they all accepted that as, we're going to keep all that. So the point is, in other words, so when the Braisa says Shlishi, that's what it means. The Braisa is saying, you should know, that Tuesday, the third of Sivan, was the third, which according to Rav Yossi, was a Tuesday, That was the third day of Moshe telling them what's involved in the Torah that you're about to receive. Anyway, but the point is that Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi says that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday, and therefore it comes out Gimel Sivan was Tuesday. Whereas according to the Chacham, Gimel Sivan was Wednesday.
Now the question is, according to the Chacham, what does back and forth, what the view report was that?
So the Chacham can agree with the basic idea that by Yoshev and by Yaged refer to different angles on what he's telling them. They could also instead say, like Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, that it means that he told them the mitzvah of Hagbalah, and they accepted that. You have actually, I think Marsha talks about that you do have also, I mean, Rashi on the Pasuk mentioned what happened in between over there is that Hashem, is that Moshe told them, I'm going to be telling you the Dibros, and they said, no, we want to see our king. And therefore, Hashem tells him, okay, I'm going to come in a thick cloud in order that I can appear, so to speak, in person. So then it also fits with what we're saying over here in the Gemara that, okay, so then Moshe has to inform them. In that case, make sure you stay off the mountain, as Rabbi Yehuda is saying, because Hashem himself, so to speak, is going to be appearing on there, and therefore you have to stay far away. Okay. Tashma. Let's look at another Braisa. Another Braisa says, Shishi b'chodesh, Shishi b'shabbos. That the sixth day, and we're going to see soon, the sixth day since what, was the sixth day of the month and the sixth day of the week. So Kasha l'Rabbanan. So again, what are the Rabbanan doing with that? According to them, the sixth day of Sivan was on Shabbos. And Friday was the fifth day of Sivan. The answer is, Hanami Rabbi Yossi. The answer is, okay, that Brisa says also, according to Rabbi Yossi. The question is, Shishi l'mai, what do we mean the sixth day of what? Now, it can't be, like we said before, it means the sixth day of Moshe explaining to them what's involved in receiving the Torah, first of all, because we already know that from the previous Braisa, but second of all, also, because B'kash, not necessarily on those subsequent days, is he telling them more and more about. Once he already, especially on the fifth day, when he told them and they said, Nasa v'nishma, so now they fully accepted it. So now, at that point, he doesn't need to keep on explaining to them the rewards and the punishment. So what is the sixth day of what? So Rava says it means since they camped at Har Sinai, because the Pasuk says they camped on there on Rosh Chodesh, as we learned yesterday, since it says Vayema Zeh Bo Midbar Sinai, and Chodesh has Zeh Lachem. So he said that there's a comparison there, so it means that they actually camped there on Rosh Chodesh. So Rava is saying that it means from when they camped on the sixth day of Sivan. And counting from then, this is the sixth day. Now, Friday, the day before Matan Torah, according to Rabbi Yossi, is the sixth day since they camped. It's the sixth day of their encampment over there. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar L'Matan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says actually it means since they traveled. So we're holding on Pei Zayin Amud Beis at the top. If you look at your messages later, you'll see. So Rava is saying that when the Braisa says it was the sixth day, it means it was the sixth, can you mute yourself, please? It means it was the sixth day since they had camped at Har Sinai. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says not only the sixth day since they camped, but also the sixth day since they actually set out on their journey from Rephidim. As the Pasuk says, they traveled from Rephidim and came to Midbar Sinai. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that they actually traveled, they actually pulled up camp in Rephidim on the same day that they came to Har Sinai. Whereas according to Rava, they left Rephidim the day before, which would have been Shabbos, and they traveled to Har Sinai. And the point the Gemara points out, the Kamiski b'Shabbos demara. So now what they're arguing, the essential argument that they're having, Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava, is like this: we know that they were commanded about Shabbos in Mara, a couple of weeks before Matan Torah. That's the first place where they camped after Kriyas Yam Tov was in Mara, and the water was bitter over there, and they complained, etc. And the Pasuk says over there, Shom Samloi Choykel Mishpat, that Hashem set up for them judgments and laws. And that means, and the Gemara discusses elsewhere, what exactly, the Gemara discusses in Sanhedrin, which mitzvahs did they actually receive in Mara? So like this, when they one of the mitzvahs they received in Mara is the mitzvah of Shabbos. And we know that, because when Moshe repeats the Aseret HaDibros in Parashas Vayeshlach, he says, Shomer Siyam HaShabbos HaKadosh, Kasher Tzivcha HaShem Elokecha, as Hashem commanded you. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Rav, kasher tivcha b'mara. It means as Hashem commanded you in Mara. And it was now, this that I'm giving you Shabbos now is not a new thing. You already received it a few weeks ago in right after Kriyas Yom Tov, the Shabbos a few days after Kriyas Yom Tov in Mara.
To Har
Sinai? No, he's saying that the day they came to Har Sinai is the day they left Rephidim. According to him, they left Rephidim on Sunday, according to Rabbi Yossi, Sunday is Aleph Sivan, according to Chametz Monday, but whatever, this Braita is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So we're saying that on Sunday, Aleph Sivan, they packed up, left Rephidim, and came to Har Sinai all on that same day. That's Rav Acha Bayah.
In one day.
Whereas Rava is saying that no, they left the Rephidim the day before on Shabbos Chafes year or Lamed year, as the Gemara is going to talk about soon, how many days the year had that year, and then the next day, Sunday, Aleph Sivan, they came to Har Sinai. So the point is, we're arguing about when it says that they received Shabbos in Mara. So what parts of Shabbos did they receive exactly? Now, we know they received it in Mara because it says, Kasha Tivcha Hashem Alekecha. Now, it doesn't mean just that Moshe himself is adding these words on his own when he's repeating the Torah 40 years later, that he's saying you should know, keep Shabbos as Hashem commands you, because he has, first of all, there's no reason to add that, and second of all, he's not adding anything of his own to the Dibris. He's only telling over exactly what Hashem said at the time. So it means that when Hashem first gave them Torah on Bavur Zion Sivan, He already told them, and where do we find that Hashem commanded them? In Mara. Now, Tosfos says it can't just mean that he commanded them in connection with the Mon, which was also before Matan Torah, because there's another one of the Dibros where it also says, Kasha Tivcha Hashem Alekecha, namely, Kibud Avaim. In Baruch Hanan, it also says the same expression. Kibud Avaim obviously has nothing to do with the Mon, and there it means definitely Kasha Tivcha B'mara. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that both of those things, Shabbos and Kibud Av Ve'em, were both given in Mara, as well as a couple of other mitzvahs. So therefore, both of them mean that they were given in. So what parts of Shabbos were they given at that point? Mar Sover as Shabbos Ifkur as Chumim Lo Ifkur. So now we have. So sort of Rava takes the view. Yes, they were commanded not to do Malachas of Shabbos, but they were not yet commanded about Chumim. So therefore, they were able to travel from Rephidim to Har Sinai, even though it was Shabbos. It's more than a tchum, doesn't matter. They were still allowed at that point to walk outside the tchum. Omar Sora, tchum in Nami Ifkud, whereas Rav Acha bar Yaakov takes the view that they were also at that point, once Hashem gave them the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara, then it also meant that they're not allowed to walk outside the tchum, and therefore they couldn't have traveled from Rephidim to Har Sinai on Shabbos, so there would be more than a tchum Shabbos.
You know, before Matan Torah.
So even though it was before Montero, we're saying they received already the mitzvah. Now, especially you have Tosfos says over here, actually, we talked before about the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, the machlokes, whether tchumin are daraisa or not. We talked about that in the seventh parak. When we were talking about the question, we had the situation where they were a person doesn't know about Shabbos, but where a person forgot that it was Shabbos but knew that the Malachas are also, and we discussed according to the Machlokas of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish and in other contexts over there, how is it possible? What exactly does the person know about Shabbos if he doesn't know any of the Malachas are also? And we said a possibility is that he doesn't know Tchumen are also, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumen are Daraisa. The Chachamim disagree with that. Tosfos says, we're not even really talking about Tchumen here, per se. We're not even talking about over here tchumen in the narrow sense. What we mean is really hoitzah, because the fact of the matter is that they packed up all their stuff. They had to bring all their stuff, all their tents and everything from Rephidim to Har Sinai. So really, when the Tosfos says, when we say over here tchumen, we don't really mean here tchumen so much. We mean hoitzah, carrying from one reshus to another, from one place to another. So the question is, did they receive that mitzvah yet at that point? Now it does say in the parasha of the Mon, in the parasha of the Mon, Moshe tells them, Al Yesa Ish Mimakomoi, and one thing the Gemara explains from that we learn that you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to another. That Moshe is telling them, therefore don't go collecting Mon on Shabbos, and you're gonna be carrying from Rishus Yachid, from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid. However, Tosfos says it could be that pasuk is written in context of the Parashat Hamon and Parashat Shalach, but it was only given after Matan Torah. sort of like you have a similar kind of thing. You have also in the parasha of the Mon, Tosfos mentioned, you have a pasuk there where Hashem tells Moshe, and Moshe in turn tells Aaron to take some mon and put it in a jar and put it in front of the Aaron and keep it as a memory for the Jewish people for all time of how Hashem provides for us. And when did he put it in front of the Aaron? Only after the Aaron was made, only after the Mishkan was built, a few parashiyos later, even though it's written in the parasha of the Mon. We have things like that sometimes where the Torah will write a pasuk in a certain context because it belongs in that context, even though it was said only later. Anyway, so you have other Rishonim talk about that maybe what we could say over here is, as far as carrying their stuff, it's not such a big problem because they're not actually carrying it in their hands. They're loading it up onto their animals. Loading an animal and having the animal go from point A to point B on Shabbos is something called Mechamer. And we're going to learn in the last parak of our Masechta, we're going to talk about Mechamer. It is also on Shabbos, but it's not considered a full-fledged Malacha. A person who's Mechamer on Shabbos is not going to get Kareis or Skila or what have you. That's just, it's also, it's an Isur Lab because the pasuk says, like, Fasek or Malacha, Asa, etc., over Hemtacha.
That's right,
Mechamer. Meloshim making a donkey go with a load on it. But it means any kind of animal. So the point is, in other words, that, so we're showing him talk about, but not like Tosfos, that the question was not so much really Tchumen, but rather like Hotzah. Those who showed him say, we are actually talking about Tchumen. Hotzah wouldn't have been a problem because they're only having their animals carry it, and that definitely is only an Isur Lab. So the question would be, were they allowed to go outside the Tchum? So Rava would say that no. Therefore, they could have left the Fidim on Shabbos, and they only arrived at Har Sinai on Sunday. And Rav Acha Bayaka would say, no, they didn't yet have the issue of Tchumen, or according to Tosfos Hotzah, and therefore they were allowed to pack up and move from the Freedom to House on Shabbos. And therefore, that's what they did. They left on Shabbos and came on Sunday. Okay. Anyway, the point is that Braisa that said the expression Shishi, that the sixth day was the sixth of Sivan and the sixth day of the week, that's according to Rav Yosi. Whereas according to the Chachamim, that doesn't work out, because according to them, the sixth of Sivan was actually Shabbos.
Yeah, but besides carrying, you have the whole issue of Menuchas Shabbos. Certainly this goes against the grain of Menuchas Shabbos.
Fine, but Menuchas Shabbos is, okay, you know, you're supposed to rest on Shabbos, but it's not, there's no actual Isur. It's an Isur Esther, fine, but if we're saying that even an Isur Lab, such as Tchumen or Mechamer or whatever, is not going to be a problem according to this opinion, then certainly Menuchas Shabbos is not going to be an issue according to that either at this point. Now, the question we're really trying to figure out is whether they were allowed to be over on Isurim of Shabbos, such as Tchumen or Hotzah or whatever. So according to Rava, no. According to Rav Acha Bayakov, yes. Okay. Toshma, let's bring another proof. Again, we're still dealing with the Machlokas of Rav Yosi and the Chachamim, whether the Torah was given on Shabbos the sixth of Sivan or Shabbos the seventh of Sivan. So Toshma, a braisa says like this, Nisan Shabayotzi Yisroel Mitzrayim, let's go back 2 months before Matan Torah to the Nisan in which the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, Ba'bo of the Shochtu Pitzchayim, on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, is when they shechted the Korban Pesach, Uba'chamisha of the Yotzu, on the 15th of Nisan is when they left Mitzrayim, Vola Erev Lokal Bechorim, that evening is when the Bechorim were killed. So then what's the meaning? The word lo erev makes it sound like the following evening. The Bechorim weren't killed the evening after the 15th, the night after the 15th. They were killed the night before. So you're right. Elam miba erev loka b'chorus. You're right. You have to fix up the wording of the Braisa. It means the evening before, the night before the Jewish people left Mitzrayim is when the Bechorim were killed, the night between when they shechted the Korban Pesach and when they left Mitzrayim. Then the Braisa continues. Oitayim chamishi b'shabbat toya. That day when they left Mitzrayim was Thursday. Now, let's calculate, as Gemara says, mid chamesa b'nissen chamisha b'shabbat, if the 15th of Nissan was on Thursday, which actually comes out like this year's Kavius, this year we had exactly that, the first day Pesach was on Thursday, then reish yalcha b'ir shabbat, then it comes out the Shchodesh Iyar would have been on Shabbos, because if we assume that the months have the same length that they do nowadays, which in general was the case, In general, Bechlal, by the way, of course, in those days, there were Makadosh Alpir Iya, although you have a very interesting opinion of Rav Sadia Gaon that says that actually not. He says that for over 1,000 years after Matan Torah, they were actually Makadosh the Chodesh based on Cheshbon. They didn't necessarily need Edom at all. Later on, what happens is, he says the Tzedukim started arguing, saying, oh, you guys don't know what you're doing, and therefore the Chachamim had to start calling Edom. But according to him, according to the Psadi Gaon, our Gemara works out really nicely when we're assuming that the months are going to have the same length they do now, whereas if you say that we're Makadosh or Pierria, why should we assume that? You'd have to figure out when the moon was visible. Anyway, whatever it is, the Gemara is assuming that all the months had, as much as possible, the same length they do now. So therefore, if Ketzvav Nissen is Tuesday, it means Yudzayin Nissen is Shabbos, so is Chavdalev Nissen, so is Aleph Iyar. So Aleph Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Shabbos, V'Resh Yalcha B'Sivan Chad is Shabbos, and then Rosh Chodesh Sivan Iyar being a 29-day month, comes out on Sunday, again, like it was this year, Kasha B'Rabbanon. So that's a problem with the Rabbanon, because again, according to Rava's timeline that we said before, explaining their Machloikas, the Chachamim would say Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday. How does that work? The answer is Amilach Rabbanon, Iyar Dahi Shaita Ibrui Abrua. The answer is the Chachamim would say that the Chachamim would say that Iyar was 30 days long. So they add an extra day to Iyar. It happens sometimes. They can add an extra day to a month if Adam didn't come or if calculation showed that the moon is not going to be visible or whatever. So that particular year, Nissan and Iyar both had 30 days.
So Moshe Ben
Aaron? No, this is just, you know, well, the Beis Din. Well, Moshe is the head of the Beis Din, but they didn't add it just stamma, though. They added it because either because Adam didn't show up or because the moon tackle wasn't visible, whatever it is, or, yeah.
It was before
Mount Torah, but already Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Hashem had told Moshe, Achodesh Azalachem Rosh Chodeshim, that you have to make a calendar, you have to establish a calendar based on the moon, and you have to base it on when the moon is visible and so forth. So it could have happened then that the moon wasn't visible on the night, the moon wasn't visible on the evening of Chavtes Iyar, and therefore, of necessity, they had a 30-day month. By the way, it mentions in Shulchan Aruch, of course, the famous thing In principle, Shavuos could be the fifth or sixth or seventh of Sivan, depending whether Nissan and Iyar respectively how many days they have. If you have one year when Nissan and Iyar both have 29 days, Shavuos is always the 50th day after Matan Torah, therefore it comes out Zayin Sivan. If both of them are Molly, then it comes out Hay Sivan. So all Gemara is doing similarly over here. That year happened to be 30 days that year, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, and therefore, in fact, Lamed year, that year there was a Lamed year, it came out on Shabbos. Aleph Sivan then is Monday, and it goes from there, and Shabbos comes out Vav Sivan. Tosfos mentions, by the way, since we're saying over here that they shechted, that they left Mitzrayim on Thursday, Tetzvav Nissen, it means the previous Shabbos was Yud Nissen. This is the famous Shabbos HaGadol, when they bought their Korbanos Pesach, and then the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim asked them what's going on, and they told them there's going to be a Makas Bechorus, and they fought against their fathers and had a whole civil war over there, and that was the next Gadol that happened that day. Tashma Deloy Idruan. Then, okay, the Gemara says, fine, you're going to argue Chachamim that there was an extra day, Deloye Brua. I'm going to prove to you from another Braita that they did not make Iyar 30 days, that Iyar was 29 days as it usually is, because another Braita says, Nisan Shabbat Yossi Yisrael Mitzrayim, Ba'ba Asa Shachat Yisrael. So again, this Braita starts out like the previous one. The 15th of Nisan, at the 14th of Nisan, they shechted their Korban Pesach. V'chamisha Asa Yosu, on the 15th of Nisan, they left Mitzrayim. V'la Erev Loko B'chorus, that evening the B'chorim were killed. Again, the Gemara interjects what do you mean, L'Erev Sakurai, that's what do you mean that evening. The B'chorim died the night before. Ela Eima Miba Erev Loko B'chorus, it means the night before, the night before, is when the B'chorim were punished and killed. That day was Thursday. Fine. So far, that's the same as the other Braisa. But this Braisa spells it out in more detail. Hishlim Nissan. Nissan was finished off as a 30-day month. The era Elias for Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Iyar came out on Shabbos as it did this year. Hishlim Chaser Iyar. Iyar was 29 days long that year. The era Sivan Elias for Echad Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Sunday again as it did this year. Kasha LeRabbanon. So now it's a problem on the Rabbanon. According to them, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday, and we can't say that this is the previous Braisa. Okay, we could preempt and say that Iyar was 30 days. This Braisa clearly says it was 29 days. The answer is Talmani Rabbi Yosi. The answer is that Braisa would be according to Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, that's exactly what it was. That we said that according to him, the Torah was given on Shabbos Zayin Sivan. So according to him, Iyar was a Chodesh Chaser, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Sunday. Okay. Amar Papa Toshma. Rav Papa says, fine. I'm going to try to bring another proof from a Braisa, or another question from a Braisa. A Braisa says like this. The Pasuk says, "Vayistu me'elim." The Pasuk describes in Parshas B'Shalach They traveled from Eden by Avoyu Kol Adasnei Tzuavgrim, and they all came to Midbar Sin. And it was B'chamisha Osa L'Chodesh Hashem. It was the 15th day of the second month. So it was the 15th of Eden. And after the Jewish people complained, because they ran out of food, and they were complaining, and Hashem gave them more. Now that day when they came there, the 15th of Iyar, was Shabbos, and we know that because the Pasuk says that after they complained, so Moshe tells them, okay, in the morning, tomorrow morning, you will see the glory of Hashem when he sends you money. And then the Pasuk continues that Moshe told them, for 6 days you will gather money. So in other words, implying that he's telling them at the beginning of the week, he's telling them on Sunday, the next 6 days you're going to be collecting money. Implying, so that could only be if it was Sunday, because they didn't collect on Shabbos. So it has to be speaking to them on Sunday and telling them, beginning now, for the next 6 days, you're going to be collecting money. Actually, Tosfos says that Pasuk is actually only later on Friday, when they discovered they had Lechem Mishnah, they had twice as much mon, then they came and asked them, or the Nesiim came and asked Moshe what's going on, and he tells them that there's going to be Shabbos tomorrow, and he tells them this Pasuk, Sheshes Yom Tokotu, but Tosfos says that what it is, in other words, Moshe is telling them, you're right, I should have told you that, Hashem told me this on Sunday, I overlooked it, and I didn't tell you until now that there were supposed to be 6 days of gathering mon, and then Shabbos. So Hashem had already told them on Sunday, Sheshes Yom Tokotu. Actually, it's an interesting thing. The Chassam Sofer brings a slightly different calculation than our Gemara over here. He makes a bit of a different calculation that comes out that he says the mon began. So according to our Gemara, the mon began falling on Sunday, the 16th of Iyar. The Chassam Sofer makes a slightly different calculation and comes out that it began falling on the 18th of the year. And he says that's the reason why we celebrate like Boimer. He says that it's the Hilula of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It's not so clear what the source of that is, but he says essentially what we're celebrating is that the month began falling. Anyway, but according to our Gemara, it was Sunday the 16th of the year, because again, on the 15th of the year, we said that it was Shabbos, and that was when they complained that we're out of food, because the matzahs that they'd taken out of Mitzrayim ran out. They lasted them an entire month, and now they ran out. So then Moshe told them, tomorrow morning, month will begin falling. So now let's calculate. If the 15th of Iyar is on Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan has to be Sunday, because again, like this year's clear. If the 15th of Iyar is Shabbos, then the 22nd is also Shabbos, so is the 29th, and Aleph Sivan, if it's a 29-day year, is Sunday. Kashal Rabbanim. So that's a problem on the Rabbanim. Again, Amri Lach Rabbanim, Iyar Dai Hishayte, Bruya Bruya, the Chum of an answer, like we did before, that year Iyar was actually 30 days. Rav Chavivi Mechaiznal says, I'm going to bring another proof about the Kviyos of the month, which actually is going to come out a problem on both Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Let's go now. Up until now, we've been talking about Sivan when the Torah was given. We've been going back to Nisan when they left Mitzrayim. We've gone back to Iyar. Now let's go ahead. Now let's flip the calendar ahead to the following Nisan when they set up the Mishkan. So like this, the Pasuk says, "Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'shenis b'echad l'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan." In the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the Mishkan was set up. So this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The years for us Jewish people, we know, begin in Nisan. Chodesh hazeh l'cham Rosh Chodeshin. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just under a year before Matan Torah, is the beginning of the second year. So that day, the first day of the second year since the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is when the Mishkan was set up. Tana, and we learn in a Braisa, Osa Yoim Notel Eser Atorit. That day had 10 crowns. There were 10 distinguished things about that day. Rishon L'Maisa Bereshis. Number one, it was the first day of creation, because it was a Sunday, which represents, in other words, the idea. It's like a new beginning, like you have. In other words, Hashem created the world in 6 days and then rested on Shabbos. And so to speak, you have like Hashem is recreating the world now with the Mishkan. The existence of Mishkan is like the beginning of a new world being created. In fact, you have those Mefarshim and Midrashim and whatever that talk about an idea that the Mishkan is like a miniature world. The Mishkan recreates in miniature the wider world. So like, so to speak, the setting up of the Mishkan, the beginning of the Avodah and the Mishkan is like a whole new world coming into existence. Also, we have him in Bosu Lagani. We say over there that Ikar Shechina B'Tachonim Oza. And now, when the Mishkan was built, and the Shechina returned back onto Earth where it belongs. So then that sense of it. So it was the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rishon the Nesiim. It was the first day of the Nesiim bringing their Korbanos. Nachshon and Aminadav brought his Korban on the first day. Rishon the Kohuna, it was the first day that the Kohanim did the Avodah. Up until that point, the Avodah was supposed to be done by the Bechorim. Now, beginning from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Kohanim, Aaron and his sons, are the ones doing the Avodah. During the week before that, Moshe is doing the Avodah. And on that day, Moshe did the Avodah with them. The Gemara actually discusses in Zvachim the question, was Moshe himself considered a Kohen or not? His children are definitely considered Levim, but was he considered a Kohen? The Gemara has a long story about it in Zvachim. So one way of looking at it is that Moshe was supposed to be a Kohen and then it was taken away from him. The other explanation, the other way of looking at it is that he remained a Kohen afterwards. And therefore, on the Shodish Nissan, he's still able to serve. But okay, in other words, the point is that so during the days before, that is like a practice run. So therefore, Moshe is acting as if he was a Kohen, even though he wasn't. But on the Shodish Nissan, it started the actual Kohen and themselves are doing the Avodah. Then you have Rishon LaAvodah, it's the first day of doing the actual Avodah, because again, up until that point, they were doing it only for practice. Rishon the Yeridah, it's the first day when the fire came down on the Mizbeach. Rishon LaAchilas Kodshim, it's the first day when they're able to eat Kodshim. Rishon Lishkon Shechina, it was the first day when the Shechina rested by the Jewish people. Again, Ikka Shechina B'Tachonim Ha'isa, and now when the Mishkan was built and it came back down to earth where it belongs. Rishon Lebarachat Yisrael, it was the first day when the Kohanim benched the Jewish people with Birkas Kohanim. Rishon Le'Isra Bamos, it was the first day when Bamos became Osir, when you're not allowed to bring Korbanos anywhere outside the Mishkan. And Rishon Lechadashim, and it's the first of the month, because Nisan is the first of the month. So 10 distinguished things. Tosfos says, what about it was also the first day when they set up the Mishkan? But Tosfos says it wasn't really, because they were setting up the Mishkan the 7 days before and taking it down each day. Or Tosfos says, the other possibility is that what it means is, on the day when they first set up the Mishkan permanently, on that day, there were also 10 other distinguished things that happened on that day. And these are the 10 things that the Gemara is listing. You actually have, Marsha points out there are actually other things that you could mention on that day. So Marshall goes through over that some of those things are included in some of the other things over here, and he explains the significance of some of these things. He says, for example, that it was Vachodesh HaRishon means when we say Rishon, sometimes the word Rishon means, okay, there's a first one and then there's a second one. But sometimes we have Rishon means the only one. About Hashem, for example, we say, Rishon, Ani Achron. So therefore, there's significance in the fact that here it says Yom Rishon as compared to Ma'aseh Bereishis. It says Yom Echad, and therefore we learn from that that there were all these special things that happened on that day. Okay. Anyway, the point is like this. So Rav Chavzuy Mechazna says like this. Now let's calculate backwards. If the year after Matan Torah, Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on Sunday, then it means Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the previous year, must have been on Wednesday. Why? Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Acherim Oimim, that Acherim say, Ein bein Aseres va'Aseres, ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah lo Rosh Hashanah ela Dalad Yomim Bilvad, between one Rosh Hashanah and the next, or between one Shavuos and the next, there's always 4 days in the week. And if it's an Ibur year, then five, because they're saying like this. A regular year, that's not an Ibur year, has 12 months, half of the month, six of the months are 29 days, six of them are 30 days. So it comes out that you have, so if you calculate, if you add up those number of days, you have 354 days. 354 divides down to 50 weeks and 4 days. So in other words, if in a given year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Wednesday, then the next year it's going to be Sunday, which is 4 days in a week later. And if it was an Ibur year, Acherim hold that when there's an extra Adar, the extra Adar is always 29 days. So that adds one more day of the week. 29 days is 4 weeks and 1 day. So according to them, in an Ibur year, you have 5 days between one Rosh Chodesh Nissan and the next. The year that they left Mitzrayim, it's the first year of the calendar. They obviously don't need an Ibur year yet. So therefore, it was a regular year. So you should have 4 days. Now, the Gemara does talk about an erchin that sometimes, even according to Acherim, sometimes you do have to add in an extra day because you have the month is a little longer than 29 and a half days, so eventually those extra amounts accumulate. But again, this is the first year of the calendar being in operation, so they don't yet need to add extra days to compensate for that. So according to that, then, it should come out. If a Chodesh Nisan of the second year was on Sunday, then the previous year would have been on Wednesday. So what happens? So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan came out on Wednesday, again, Nisan is 30 days long, which is 4 weeks and 2 days, so it comes out Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Friday, and then it comes out Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos, because again, Iyar is 29 days, Tasha Bein Le Rabbi Yosi Bein Le Rabbanan. So now it's a problem on both Rabbi Yosi and Le Rabbanan. Neither one says that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi is saying it was Sunday, the Chacham was saying it was Monday, but definitely not Shabbat. So how does that work? The answer is, Rabbi Yossi Shiva Chaserin Ovod, Rabbanan Ches Chaserin Ovod. The answer is, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim would have to say that both of them would have to say that year there were more Chadoshim Chaserim than usual. Now you do have, even in our fixed calendar nowadays, you sometimes can have, we have a Shana Chaserah this coming year, for example, scheduled to be a Shana Chaserah, where we have Cheshvan and Kislev are both 29 days each, and this coming year, Tavshin Tei Aleph, is actually going to have seven Chadashim Chaserim. So it actually works out with this year's Kriyas. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's exactly the same as this year's and next year's Kriyas. We had Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Thursday, Pesach was Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday, Zion Sivan, the second day Shavuot, was Shabbos. Now let's go on. So you have, eventually, Tavshin Pei Aleph is scheduled to be that Cheshvan and Kislev are both Koser. So you have then, from Nisan to Nisan, you have Iyar is Koser, Tammuz, Elul, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, and Adar, so you have seven Chadashim Chaserim, and it works out. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's what happened. Therefore, if you had Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Thursday, according to him, as we said before, we didn't need to have Iyar have an extra day. According to him, so you had Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Sunday, and if we calculate from there, then we have Sivan was Mole, Tammuz was Chaser, Av Elul, etc. And by the time we get to the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Sunday. Because, yeah, there was an extra Chodesh Chaser that year. According to the Rabbanan, we would have to say there were two Chodeshim Chaserim. Nowadays, in our fixed calendar, we can't have that. We never have a year that has eight Chodeshim Chaserim. But back when they were calculating our Pi'er Iyah, the Gemara explains, in Erechin, they could have that where it was necessary in order to, because, again, the Rambam writes that always the Beis Din has to keep in mind that they always have to arrange it that the following month, when is the night that the moon could conceivably be visible, would be the night after the 29th. So they always make Chadashim Malayim and Chaserim with that in mind. So according to that, that's how it came out that year, mathematically, that they would have to make eight Chadashim Chaserim, and therefore it still works out according to the Chachamim. Actually, Tosva says that, as we said before, according to the Chachamim, Iyar had an extra day, so okay, really they only needed seven Chadashim Chaserim. But whatever, the point is, in other words, that you can manipulate the calendar a little bit like that, And therefore, it can still work out that Rosh Chodesh Nisan 1 year was a Thursday, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan the following year was a Sunday, only 3 days apart. Not like a Cherem, I'm saying normally four, because you can have one extra Chodesh Chaser, or two extra Chadashim Chaserim, as the case may be. Okay, Toshma, the Gemara says, fine, I'm going to try to bring another. No,
one second. So the minimum that can be between 1 year and another is 3 days, we're saying, through this?
Yeah,
not four.
Well, actually, we're saying that Chayim are saying it's four, but we're saying that sometimes you can have an exception and you can have three. Actually, if you have eight Chaserim, the Gemara explains in Erchin it would come out through only 2 days. We don't have that nowadays. We don't have such a clear nowadays that there should be only two extra days. But in those times it was possible. And we're saying according to Chachamim, that's what they did. Okay. The Gemara says, Toshma, the Tanya but Seder Olam. We learn a Braisa in Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a collection of Braisa that deals with Jewish history. mostly what it does is it goes through various places where we have the psukim that tell us dates and tell us years when things happen and explain what that means. Sometimes you have psukim that seem to contradict each other. Sometimes you have whatever. So Seder Odom goes through them and explains, and that's our most important basis for Jewish history of the time. When we say, for example, things like the first Beit Hamikdash stood for 410 years, or Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in such and such a year, and the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael in such and such a year, and David HaMelech was born in such and such a year, it's all based on Seder Olam. Anyway, so there's a braisa in Seder Olam that says like this: Nisan Shabbat Yosu Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Nisan that the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, Ba'abah of Shochet Tzvchayim, so again, like we said before, on Erev Pesach, on the 14th, they shechted their Korban Pesach, Ba'chamisha of Yosu, they left on the 15th of Nisan, Ba'osayim Erev Shabbat Faya, now that day, now not like we said before in the previous braisas, that the day they left Mitzrayim, Tetzvav Nisan, was a Thursday, this braisa is saying it was a Friday. Okay. So, umidireish yachud nissen erev Shabbos. So, if Rosh Chodesh nissen that year was erev Shabbos, because if Tesvav nissen is erev Shabbos, it means that Aleph nissen was also erev Shabbos. Reish yachud ir chad b'shabbat. Then it would come out by the same calculation that we made before. Rosh Chodesh ir would be on Sunday, because one day in the week later, Sivan b'trei b'shabbat. Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be on Monday. Kashal and Rabbi Yosi. So, what is Rabbi Yosi going to do with that? According to him, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. The answer is Amalach Rabbi Yosi Hamani Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosi would say that Braisa goes according to the Rabbanan, which is an interesting point because the Gemara elsewhere mentions that who is the author of Seder Olam, who is the Tana who collected those Braisa together, is none other than Rabbi Yosi himself. So it means Rabbi Yosi put in Seder Olam a Braisa that he himself does not necessarily agree with, a Braisa, just like we find sometimes in Mishnayos, that Rebbe put in a Mishnah which he himself disagrees with. So the same thing, Rabbi Yosi is compiling these Braisas that are dealing with various aspects of Jewish history, and he put in this one even though it doesn't follow his own opinion. Okay. Fine, so we'll stop over here and we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, with more of this discussion of Rabbi Yosi versus the Chachamim, and then more generally, we're going to talk about a lot more Agadah tomorrow about Matan Torah. A lot of the things that we know, from the Drashim that we learn as kids and whatever about Yetzias Mitzrayim come from the Gemara that we're going to learn. Not Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. We're going to learn in the Gemara that we learn tomorrow, Beis Hashem. So that will be as today's was. We're back in Chevra Shas Hashem. So that's what it'll be. Tomorrow will be it'll be 6:30. So it'll be 6:30. Not like we were doing it until now at 7. It'll be at Chevra Shas. Anybody who can't come, dial in.
Rabbi Alex, I just wanted to say when you said Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell him about the man on Shabbos, that he made a mistake. In other words, he felt, if he would tell them on Sunday, they would forget. He said, "I'll tell them on Erev Shabbos," but then he forgot.
I should have told you earlier what Hashem told me when I put it on that you're going to be collecting it for 6 days. Okay.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, everyone.